this girl, Allie, contacted me on Facebook earlier and said, if you're looking for that magical unicorn to join you and your lady friend, I'm single now. Because she was with this dude.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And I said, all right, we'll call the show and we'll talk about it. Because I want to have all discussions about this on the air because it's interesting.
Has she sent you any pictures yet?
No. Oh, I have only seen the pictures of her that are on Facebook.
You know why she's single all of a sudden?
No, I did not ask.
Hey, it's okay. You're just looking to hook up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for a relationship necessarily.
If she's crazy, she's crazy.
Precisely. I've never really met her. I saw her and her boyfriend in downtown St. Pete one time, but I only knew it was them because we were Facebook friends and they're very unique looking, and I didn't say anything to them. I didn't say like, hey there, I know you. We're Facebook friends.
What do you mean unique looking?
They're very unique looking.
What's unique looking about her?
She has, she's kind of punkish looking. She has the nose ring thing.
Is that the septum?
I don't know. What is that, Nikki, when the girls get the thing?
Yeah, she has septum, her septum pierced.
Yeah. And, you know, unique colored hair.
What color?
Well, in that picture, it's purple.
She's cute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, if she wasn't cute, she would not be on the phone right now.
No, I would have said, ha, 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 I'll keep that in mind or whatever like that.
Because Drew's been asking for a three-etta on the air since I've been working with him over here for a year and a half, and we've only had, I think, two or three women on the phone.
So, without further ado, joining us on the phone right now is Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
How are you?
What's up? I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. I didn't insult you by calling you unique looking, did I?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, you know you're unique looking, and which is good. Like, why look like every other girl?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so why do you want to throw your proverbial unicorn hat in the ring to be part of the potential three-etta?
I mean, I've found you attractive for a really long time.
I like what I'm hearing. Go on.
I wanted to get something going, but, you know, there was always that extra partner. And it kind of made things a little difficult.
Sure. Tough to have a three-way when there's four. Now you're free. I'm not looking to get into your personal business, but why did you and your boyfriend part?
Because I can't keep it in my pants.
I knew there was something to it.
All right. Keep it in her pants. So did you stray from him?
I did, yeah.
How did he find out?
He walked in on it.
Oh, that really happens?
So you're not good at it.
Yeah. No, I'm not good at it at all.
Oh, man. Where were you doing it? At your place?
No, at a friend's house. It was a party. Not that kind of party.
Oh, man. So some dude's railing you and he walked in on it.
Who said it was a dude?
Oh, or some girl is railing you. I don't know.
It was
a dude?
Yeah.
How many?
Just one.
Oh, that's one is all it takes.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Well, how did he react?
Not well. He was really angry.
Oh. Yeah, do you stop? Like, what happens when a guy walks in? I always hear about this so much.
That is a good question. Did you stop, or were you just like, well, let's hurry up and finish this up?
No, I jumped faster than I've ever jumped before.
Oh, man.
How long were you with your boyfriend before you started straying?
No, this was the first time that I strayed, and we were together 4 years.
Oh, all right.
Wow. So obviously things weren't going so great if you, you know, you kept it in your pants for so long and then all of a sudden decided, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of been taking a nosedive.
Okay.
Are you afraid that you might think less of Drew Garabo once you see him shirtless?
No, I don't think so.
You might. That is a distinctive possibility. I hate Seth for asking, but I must prepare you for the awful truth.
I got the hard-hitting questions. Do you want Drew to shave his back beforehand?
No, that's all right.
I will, though.
Wow, that's hot that she doesn't care about back hair.
But I mean, I would, just so you know.
Well, you'll probably have to have your girlfriend do it.
Okay. Very nice of you. Seth, keep asking questions. This is good.
Why? Okay. Well, was I asking the hard-hitting stuff?
Yeah.
All right, so are you prepared to do some stuff with Drew's girlfriend, and have you ever done stuff with girls before?
I have done stuff with girls before, and I am prepared. I don't know what she looks like, but I'm assuming that she's attractive.
She's very. In fact, I consider her stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So. And she's got a great butt.
Yes. Yes, she does. Right, Nikki?
She does have a great butt.
That is absolutely true.
Allie, do you feel like you guys need to go out ahead of time and go to dinner and hang out, or do you feel like you just go over to their house or a hotel and just get right down to business?
That's a good question. I don't know how these things are supposed to go down.
I would prefer to have a couple drinks first. We can have them, you know, at your house or wherever we're going to have the Threeta, but...
Now she's in your house.
How about that?
She should be consumed.
The $800 hotel room you're thinking
about
getting?
No,
that would be perfect.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest with you, Threeta would be worth $869 to me, so that would not be such a bad thing at all. I just, to your Facebook page, I just messaged you her picture so that you can take a look.
Oh, wow, this is getting serious.
Well, I want everybody to look. I mean, I emailed my girl her picture, and, you know.
Did she approve?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She thinks she's pretty.
Email pictures back and forth. So great.
When was the last time you were with a woman?
It's probably been a good 6 months.
Yeah, she's rusty.
But what, Nikki?
Well, she said she's only strayed once.
Oh. Well, I mean, it was probably with her boyfriend.
We used to be swingers, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to cry after the threesome because Drew's used to that.
No, I don't think I'll cry.
Good, because most of the Threetas I've been a part of, in fact, all of them have involved a girl crying.
So she's a swinger. Like, she was an active swinger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Allie, are you okay with, I don't know, random executive producers watching this whole performance that might go down at Drew's house?
You won't have to.
I don't know. I have to consume a lot of drinks.
Yeah, no, Seth will not be watching.
That's a yes.
Seth will not be watching.
Why not? I like some good entertainment and people being
nude. Will Phoebe be there?
Phoebe?
Yeah, we'd let both of you guys watch, but it's got to be both of you guys.
Both of us?
Yeah, it's got to be both of you.
Yeah, we'll be there. Is that cool? Does that make it better?
Makes it weirder.
Yeah.
But we can call it show prep if you want.
Yeah, you're not going to tag us in, but we can be there.
Anderson and Gallows tag out to the Kushners.
Yeah, no way.
Hey, some zucchini fries.
Yeah.
All right.
This is so great.
This is actually like really starting to materialize.
I know. Is it okay if Drew doesn't have any protection?
Whoa, I don't do my girl without protection.
That's not okay.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm just floating it
out
there.
That's what you say now, but a couple of drinks.
No, raw dog. No, raw dog. Would you be more, as part of the Threeta, would you be more interested in doing stuff with her or watching the two of us do stuff together? Like, what are you really hoping to get out of this?
Oh, I would. I mean, I would like to watch you guys, but I'd like to do both of you.
Because that's what she wants, and I have not yet found a girl with whom I would be comfortable doing that, because I care about her a lot, and I know that she says that she wants that, but I want to make sure that she wants that, because, you know, I don't ever want to hurt her. I borderline idolize her. Like, she's one of the greatest people I've ever met.
Definitely.
Okay,
so your girlfriend wants to watch you and another girl, perhaps you and Allie.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll tire her out, and then she'll be all right.
I like that.
When's this happening?
I don't know.
When are you free, Allie?
Well, this weekend.
We happen to be free this weekend, too, where, in fact, my kid's going to be in Orlando this weekend.
Allie, have you seen a picture of his girlfriend? Did you open it up?
I sent her
a
photo.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? All right. How about we do a little date? We all go to Drew's house. We do some fireworks in the front yard. We blow our hands and our feet off. And then we go inside and we have a great time.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I am free this weekend. She is free this weekend. And Allie's free this weekend. So, I mean, we go out, we have a couple of drinks, nobody's into it, and we call it a night.
Who wouldn't be into it? You're into it, everybody's into it.
I mean, maybe people would be into it, I don't know. But, like, you know, we should have a couple of beverages.
Yeah, definitely. Get to know each other.
Precisely. In a pure, no pressure, no strings kind of way.
She's a professional swinger. How do you guys do it? Do you get to know the couple, or do you just go right over to their house?
It depends.
All right, yeah.
I like to get to know the people first.
I would like that too.
Kind of a connection.
I would like that too. That way, later when I'm crying, you know how to hold me just right and how to comfort me. And yeah, my
your back hair.
Thank you. My girl used to be a swinger as well, so I think she knows that lifestyle. So you know, so
perfect.
Obviously,
so then she'll be fine.
The two of you would be.
What are these swingers retire early, like NFL running backs? I mean, why not just be a swinger throughout your life?
I don't know. All right. Well. Cool. So,
hey, don't be a frightened schoolboy. All right, Allie, so we're going to hit you up on Facebook. We're going to coordinate this whole threada, and hopefully by the time we come back on the air Tuesday, we're going to have some fun stories to tell.
Yeah,
yes,
and just to make it either less or more awkward, I have just added her to a Facebook chat for the three of us. So there is now a Facebook chat window. Featuring the three of us.
A threesome chat window.
So, well, I mean, that should be the gateway on how these things get started. So there we go.
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
We're off and running.
Congrats.
Thanks. All right. Got to go. Thanks, Allie. And look forward to probably seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. Take it easy. Bye.
What's going to happen in this Facebook chat? Are you guys going to like start Facebook sexting?
I don't think, no. I mean, I don't know. What should happen?
Dude, we should sell tickets and raise money for Apple a day.
Why do you look scared?
He's so scared.
No, but I mean, have you ever wanted something and then the reality of it comes and you're like, oh my God, what now?
No.
Oh. Well, that's kind of what I'm going through. Like,
you need a coach?
No, I don't need a coach, but she's a listener to the show. That's the only, you know.
I know. Now she's going to be a listener forever.
Well, I don't want to let her down or anything, you know.
Like, yeah, but what if, okay, if this doesn't go well.
Right.
I mean, she's a listener. You had this conversation on the air.
Right.
Well, how could something like this not go well?
It could be a setup.
What do you mean?
She could be a plant.
A plant from whom?
Who knows? I don't know your enemies.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I'm paranoid, too, now.
No, stop putting negative thoughts in his head.
Oh, okay. I just won't say anything.
Now I think she's a plant.
You think Bob Buckhorn sent her?
I don't know who sent her.
He didn't like the interview as much as you did.
Oh, man. Now I think she might be a plant.
And then after you bang her.
Right. Then what happens?
And then she hooks up with your girl. You never know what may happen. You may be unlocking something.
What if she and my girl ride off into the sunset together and there I am with nobody?
What if she's just downstairs waiting for you every day when you come to work?
Oh,
now?
What if your girl is still secretly mad at you and this is the plot, and then they get you together, they tie you up and they kill you?
At least I died with two girls in my bed.
Oh, no.
Joining us right now on the telephone for, I guess, a second or third time I've spoken with them. He's been the mayor of the city of Tampa since 2011. He has been called by some, meaning my good friend Jeff Houck, the first foodie mayor of Tampa.
So you don't think he's eaten at Applebee's?
I mean, he's probably had a riblet or two in his time.
That means he liked to eat everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
But it means he prefers the cuisine of, say, a Eulalie or one of Tampa's finer restaurants, like Ava, that you love so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you tell me? Oh, I was going to say, why don't you tell me about that place you got the, what was it? The fish ball thing a couple weeks ago, but that was in Pinellas Park.
That's Pinellas Park.
Okay.
But Tampa has some good pho restaurants as well. And I'm sure His Honor Bob Buckhorn has eaten pho before. Spelled pho, but pronounced pho. Let's find out right now. Do you enjoy a good bowl of pho, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn?
It's Vietnamese, right, Drew?
It is. It is indeed Vietnamese, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? And yes, I can tell by my tightening belt that I am the foodie mayor of Tampa.
Well, good. And, you know, we are only on this great big sphere once, Your Honor, and we are meant to eat good food. Sure, we can exercise a little bit, like walking up and down the beautiful river walk in the city of Tampa, but why deprive ourselves of the wonderful cuisine that abounds in the city of Tampa Bay?
Well, Drew, you know, for me, the guy who has to eat rubber chicken 30 times a week, oftentimes in the same hotel and the same meal at lunch and dinner, you know, splurging a little bit is, I think I'm entitled to a wee bit of it.
I think you are, too. And we are having you on per the Hillary Clinton campaign as a mayor who is a Democrat. I will certainly allow you to espouse the virtue of Ms. Rodham Clinton.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, don't make me turn your water off over there, Drew.
I would never make you do that. I need my water right now. I need my showers.
Well, absolutely. And I have been, you know, a longtime supporter, certainly of her husband going back to 1991. Mm-hmm. When I was the assistant to the mayor, and have continued support of the Clintons over these 25 years.
Great. And I saw that you on Twitter said something about Donald Trump's vision for the economy. You say Trump is somebody who talks a lot, degrades Americans regardless of their standing, but has no coherent policy for moving this country forward.
Well, and I think that's correct. I mean, you know, Twitter is not an economic policy, and you know, bankruptcy is not a budget strategy. You know, I think that Secretary Clinton is far better prepared to be the president. You know, I find some of the things that Mr. Trump says demeaning to the office of the presidency. And, you know, I'm a guy who believes that, you know, we're stronger as a country, you know, based on our diversity and celebrating the accomplishments of everybody, not just demonizing people.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
Mayor Buckhorn, if you wanted to get Miss Hillary Clinton on the phone, how long would it take you? Do you have her cell phone number? Would you have to go through one of her handlers? How long do you think it would take if you wanted to talk to her?
About 36 years.
I would think you'd probably have
but
to go through John
Maybe for you guys, you know, we could do it in a little, in, you know, 5 or 10 seconds. It's all good.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I know. I would say probably go through John Morgan, who would then be able to reach her, because that guy is a big mocker when it comes to the Democrat Party, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. But, you know, fortunately, he's not alone. There are a lot of folks in Florida. As you can see by the poll numbers, the most recent poll numbers, where Hillary has a significant lead in the state of Florida, that have relationships with Secretary Clinton. I mean, I was with her just yesterday, as a matter of fact, in Indianapolis. And you know, the Clintons have deep ties to Florida and have been supportive of Florida over two decades. And so I think you're going to see Florida in the Clinton column, which allows her to focus on states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, where the economy hasn't quite recovered yet and people are still not quite secure in their economic future.
How proud are you of your good friend Mayor Rick Kreisman in the city of St. Petersburg for this past weekend putting together such a monumental and gigantic pride parade with no major incidents?
You know, I'm proud of Rick all the time. He's a longtime friend of mine, and I think what you've seen, Drew, is the city of Tampa and the city of St. Pete working together like they've never done before. You know, coming on the heels of what happened in Orlando, and I was also with Buddy Dyer yesterday, the mayor of Orlando, and to recognize that there, but for the grace of God, that could have been any mayor in America, and to watch him manage that that crisis with the dignity and grace that he did was just amazing. And, you know, to know that Rick and the city of St. Pete and St. Pete Police Department pulled off the largest pride parade in the state of Florida and did it flawlessly, and there were no issues, and people got a chance to come out and mourn and to celebrate and to show solidarity. I thought it was a great day for St. Pete and a great day for our LGBT friends.
Mayor Bob Buckhorn is on the line with us right now. He is active on Twitter. He is at Bob Buckhorn. The last time we had you on, I asked you to nail me down your favorite brunch spot. I let you have a cop out by picking Dats. I'm going to make you pick a different spot right now. Where are you brunching in the city of Tampa lately?
You know, I just had lunch today at Ichiru up on Florida Avenue.
Yeah.
First time I'd been there, loved it. The chef and owner, Noel, is a great guy and bringing a new concept here. So, you know what I love, Drew, is the diversity of the offerings. And what, you know, this is all not just because I like food, but I think what it has done for us by creating this environment where the craft beer industry, the spirit industry, and the food industry have come together, it allows us to attract young people from all over the globe who are coming here and flocking to the city of Tampa and driving our economy. But the food and the craft beer are big parts of our success.
Yeah, I haven't been to Ichiro yet. I know that it's down there in Seminole Heights, and it's a sweet little ramen spot. I haven't seen you in my neck of the woods in West Chase in quite some time, but I need to get you up there because we got a new Italian place, new Mexican place, new wing place. So I'd like to see you up on Line Ball once or twice, Mayor.
Absolutely. I have to go past all the Applebee's and Burger King.
There is indeed one of those that you'll drive by. Yes, Seth, a question for His Honorable Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
Mayor, do you feel like when you go out to eat that you have to over tip because you don't want the whole community going around saying, oh, man, that mayor's really stingy when he comes in to eat with us?
Yeah, that would be hashtag cheapskate. Yeah, I don't want that. And I'm appreciative of the folks that that work hard, the servers and the bartenders, and so yeah, I try to go out of my way to make sure they get covered, particularly if they're they're working hard, and a lot of them are college kids or artists or it's just such a cool vibe. I felt very much out of place at lunch today because I didn't have a sleeve of tattoos. Yeah. That's okay, because I love those kids, and I think they're bringing a vibe and a swagger to our city that didn't exist 5 years ago.
No question. Soul Brother Kevin, a question for the Honorable Bob Buckhorn, Mayor of Tampa.
I was curious, when you're hanging out with these other mayors, you said you were hanging out with Buddy Dyer the other day. You guys eat. Who picks up the tab?
Generally the Conference of Mayors, because it's rubber chicken. But we usually try and go out and have a good meal. So I'll pick up my own tab, and most mayors will pay for themselves.
That's very nice of you. Are you familiar with our? I don't want to call her our good friend because she is something else.
Well, she's a friend of the show.
She's our buddy,
friend of the show, outgoing Mayor Maria Lowe of the city of St. Petersburg Beach. Do you know each other, or is it racist to think that all you mayors associate in the same circles?
No, we do know each other. I don't know her well. I've met her a couple times. I know she's former military, and I know she's moving with her husband to a job in Europe. I spent some time with her a couple weeks ago when she was having to deal with that
float party.
Yeah. she and the guy that was putting it on were together on a TV show right before I got there, and that was quite the comparison.
It must have been some spectacle. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Express project that's going to get started in 2017, a $3.3 billion starter project plan, express lanes on 275 and I-4, replacement for the Franklin Bridge. What can you tell everyone listening right now about what this is going to do for the commute that can sometimes be a bit of a challenge in the cities of Tampa and St. Petersburg and beyond?
Well, Drew, it's not a perfect plan, and I think we all recognize that, and I think there were a lot of neighbors around the potential and proposed expansion that were concerned about the disruption and potential dislocation. I get that. It's a massive, massive plan, but the reality is it's the best plan we have right now, and I don't want to see those billions of dollars, if they were to have turned that down, go to Miami or Jacksonville or Orlando. We need mobility options, and the unwillingness of the county commission to allow the voters of this community to have a referendum to choose for themselves what their future would look like. And for me, as the mayor of the city of Tampa, it's got to include rail as a component. That was disheartening.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we just say no to everything. And so what I think you're going to see is a significant expansion of the interstate. There'll be commuter lanes that will be for a fee. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to pay for that ease, you are capable of doing that. There'll be a rail corridor down the middle of it. It will fix Malfunction Junction. It will fix the chaos around the airport, Route 60. Mm. It will expand the Howard Franklin Bridge and allow for a rail component on that as well. So do I like it? Not necessarily. It's not the best plan in the world, but I think it's the only one that we're dealing with. And then moving forward over the next couple of years as they finalize the plans, we've got to make sure that they accommodate the neighborhoods and don't put up a barrier,
right,
but rather a conduit between downtown and Seminole Heights and Tampa Heights. But there will be some dislocation.
Yeah, I find your honesty very refreshing. You have a lot of things, Mayor Bob Buckhorn, to be proud of, whether it's the expansion of Tampa International Airport, which incorporates local food vendors as well, whether it's the Riverwalk. What would you say in the 5 years that you've been the mayor of Tampa, what do you really hang your hat on as your crowning glory, your most proud achievement?
You know, Drew, I think we're a different city. I think we've got our swagger back. I think we believe in the capacity of this city to be that great city. I think it's the fact that we've created more jobs in 3 out of the last 5 years than any place else in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
We were recognized as the number one city in the Southeast by Money Magazine. So this is a different place. But, what I get up every day excited about, even though I only have less than 3 years left, is that we're not done yet. I mean, our best chapter has yet to be written. And I promise you this. This city you will not recognize in 5 years. With what Jeff Finnick is about to do, with the Riverwalk being completed, You know, we're anticipating adding 3,000 new units of residential living in downtown Tampa in the next 18 to 24 months. Mm. And now it's starting to leap the Hillsborough River. And so hopefully when I'm done 3 years from now, that river will be the center of everything that we do in the urban core.
Right.
And this city will be recognized as that place in America where the best and the brightest want to come.
I always appreciate the time, Mayor Bob Buckhorn. Keep up the great work. I'm proud to be a resident of Hillsborough County, and I will stay in the 813 as long as Seth stays in the 727. So thank you very much for this.
I think he's in the witness protection program.
That is so true. I appreciate the time, as always. Continued success to you, and let us know if you need anything, all right?
Hey, you got it, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mayor Buckhorn. Mayor Bob Buckhorn.